She's in her car doing 80 down the freeway, but he has the kicker.
He has the kicker.
She's only on three wheels.
Yeah, it makes it kind of tough.
Yeah, what happened, AJ?
Apparently, it looks like she may have had another accident prior to this video.
Oh, and she just kept going.
And the fender, because you see the fender's all wrapped up, and there is no tire, no wheel. She's riding on the brake rotor.
Oh, my God.
And it's sparking up like crazy. Yeah, okay. I mean, the wheel and tire are gone entirely. Because at first I thought maybe she had a blowout, and the tire blowing out ripped her fender apart. No, there's no wheel.
There's no
wheel. So everything came off.
You're in bad shape when you don't know you don't have a wheel.
Yeah, and the thing's leaning over.
You had to know.
What are these sparks coming up here?
Had to know. Yeah. There's no way. Got to be so loud.
Well, when you listen to the guy who pulled her over eventually, you'll understand why she basically didn't get it.
So this is a regular person who, like, got her attention, got her off to the side of the road.
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am. Get off the road.
Get out of the car. Are you on drugs right now?
No, not at all. My car gave out. I mean, I had somebody help me before. And apparently the brake did not stop.
Do you know you're driving on three wheels right now? Your wheel's completely out. You just crashed into this gentleman here.
You're
a hazard. You're on the freeway.
80 miles on the freeway.
You're on drugs right now. You're on painkillers. Yes, you are.
Yep.
How does he know painkillers?
That's pretty good.
And the thing is, he tells her to put the vehicle in park, and she's just like, she didn't put it in park, so he has to get out of the vehicle, and when she gets out of the vehicle, you see it's a bunch of pills on her seat.
She's lit.
She's lit.
Good crime scene.
Yep.
Okay, well, luckily no one died.
Yep.
And you know what they didn't mention is she had the hatchback open whole time, too.
Yeah, the hatchback is open.
Anybody see my kids?
Yeah.
For aerodynamics.
I had a dog when I left. Where'd it go?
I do feel like maybe if it's the back one, maybe you can't tell. This was the front passenger tire missing.
Yeah, you're leaning downwards.
Right. Looks like there's a welder grinding metal in front of you.
And you see as she's driving down the middle lane of the freeway because this guy got in a right-hand lane, and he's like waving. She's like waving like, hi. As he's telling her to get off the freeway, she's like, hi.
Hi.
Like it's just another day.
Hey.
Like, no, Stunad.
You're
missing a wheel, and your hatch is open.
People are so nice around here.
Oh, look at this. So friendly.
Stranger's waving to me.
So friendly.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I did the rim. I had the rim off a car once, right by the Merit.
Yeah, the
right
rim, the I connector. Could see. Yeah.
And I think it was sparking like crazy, but I had to get it home.
Yeah.
So you drove the whole way?
Oh, yeah.
I got off the exit, drove down to Herbert Road right off Wheeler's Farm. Yeah, I did it.
I mean, every episode of Cops has someone riding on the rim at some
point. That is true.
They throw the stop sticks down, the tires blow, the guy keeps going, and all you see is a shower of sparks. He's on the rims now.
Yeah.
Was that the James Brown one? He drove on the rims for like 16 miles or something.
Going, I feel good. Hey!
So we'll open up the phone lines. We'll take your call. Because everyone has seen something odd. Like I was once driving down the road and I had a ladder truck in front of me. Like one of those pickup trucks. And it had the rack on the back.
Yeah, ladder rack.
Ladder.
Yeah.
And the ladder came off.
Ooh.
It was on the expressway on Long Island.
Yeah.
And it just starts hitting end to end and bouncing like 20 feet at a time.
Wow.
And I just swear, it just went right over the
like
car.
Like a bad guy on stilts.
Okay. It's a bad stilt trick.
Right.
It's Frank in Fairfield.
This is absolutely outrageous. I'm a public works guy. I drive from Fairfield to the Valley every day, up Route 8, back down Route 8 every morning, whatever.
Wow.
Yesterday, I'm coming to work. Every day, I'm complaining about these left lane drivers. 6-7 cars, as I'm going in the left lane a little faster than everyone, they all moved into the right lane before I got on their butt. Everybody moved over. I had a free run. I was like, what do I look like, a cop?
Right.
I'm not in any kind of weird car. Every single person moved to the right.
What happened?
Like the Jim Carrey movie. You just kind of moved your hands. They all moved to the side.
Everybody moved. Yes. Wow. Like splitting the ocean. It was the most outrageous thing. I had to tell my wife. I call her from work. I'm like, honey, everybody moved over. I can't bitch about anybody today.
What are you driving?
Yeah.
It's outrageous. Is it an intimidating vehicle?
It is not. It is a white Honda CRV, a hand-me-down from my wife. There's no reason whatsoever people should have moved.
Is there, like,
everybody
blood in the front?
Seemed to be patient yesterday.
Right.
Huh. Hey, you take it as outrageous or not, but for me, driving every day, I never see people do the exact right thing. So to me, absolutely outrageous
it's,
on the highway.
It's puzzling yeah. when people, but not one. Right. It was five people.
Right.
They all did the right thing. How is that possible?
They yep. all did the right thing. From Ansonia all the way to Fairfield, everybody moved to the right.
You almost feel like it's a stage punked kind of event where there's a dash cam in your car.
Right.
These people know you're coming. Yeah.
Chad, 100%. I kept looking around thinking there's a state cop near me with the lights on as they're driving. I'm like, somebody's got to be near me. Why is everybody moving?
Or someone put explosives on the front of your vehicle.
Just clear.
It was absolutely outrageous.
All right, Frank, thank you. We have your number.
Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you. You're in the running for the Legends of Fear passes. Everyone on gets in the running. Nick wow. in New Britain.
Hey, I got a good one for you guys. This is a couple of years ago. Somebody had a moped in the trunk of like a sedan, just like a regular car, like a Honda Accord or something. In the trunk wouldn't close, you know, naturally. So there is somebody in the trunk with the moped holding
on to it.
Trunk
yes, that's a redneck rope. Look at the guys who hold on to the mattress by the handles on the roof of the car as they're driving
95.
Down the road.
Yep. The redneck rope.
Redneck rope, yep.
rope.
Yeah, we got a kick out of that. We had somebody caught it on video, and we got a kick out of that one for a while.
It's funny, because in 2022, you look at that person and you say, yeah, you're not very valuable to the people around you.
No, you're not.
But back in the 70s, it was like, as yeah. kids, it's
that's
like,
what you
hey,
did.
Can we ride in the back of the pickup?
Exactly.
That was yeah. my job. Right. I was on trunk duty.
Right, yeah, you got to hold on to this. Daddy forgot the rope.
How about the luggage
lawnmower?
Rack, Dad? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, go for it.
That is wild. All right, Nick. Thank you. Ah, the stuff we used to do.
Yep. The fun times.
There were no seatbelts.
No, of course not. You rattle around that car like the agitator in a paintball can.
You never saw the seatbelts in the back seat until you pulled the seat up to vacuum. Yeah. It's like, ah, there's seatbelts there down there.
Right, right.
What are these for?
Next to the French fries, which looks like surprisingly fresh still.
Big bench seat that you're rolling around.
Yeah. It's got all those creases when you finally find it. It looks like one of those fans.
Paul.
I know the name of the guy that was hanging on to the moped.
Seriously? That was you?
Yeah. Ed Bungie.
Ha!
Oh. What up, Paul? That's an AJ all the way, huh?
No, it's not.
Anyway,
I got the windows
now. I saw a guy with a canoe on his rope, and instead of putting it parallel to the van he was in, he had it perpendicular, so it was hanging out like 8 feet into the other lane.
It looks like an airplane.
And one end was like, even with the end of it, no, yeah. it wasn't even centered. It was like way over. And there were four of us in the car. We couldn't stop laughing. It was the funniest thing we had ever seen.
Oh, I'll bet you it was centered.
Right.
When they started.
Right there. Yeah. Half a canoe later.
Somewhere there's a guy down the road with no head.
Right. Got whacked it back with a canoe. And he's up at St. Peter going, yeah, I was hit by a canoe. I was walking. He's like,
nah. You're nuts.
Sure you did.
Yeah.
You're going to hell.
Thank you, Paul. That's a great one.
Wow.
All right. The odd thing you saw while driving, everybody on gets in the running for Legends of Fear tickets. Amy in Waterbury.
Hello.
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 I was in Bristol, Connecticut one time, and I saw a man leaning backwards over a guardrail pooping and a woman holding his hands to keep him up.
Well, there you go. You got that support. That's love right there.
That is love.
That's love.
When you got to go, you got to go. That's
right.
Fine.
Yeah, I need you for support, hon.
Everybody poops.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
But not on Route 8.
That's unique.
Not everyone poops
Why
on
not?
Route 8.
I'm actually like surprised you don't see it more.
They drive like crap over there. Why not take one?
Was there a car parked, broken down? Was there any
Taco Bell bags?
I think they were homeless.
Oh.
Right. Aww. But listen, they were together. He held his hands.
But there are better places.
There are, yes. But, you know, it's kind of innovative. I never thought of that.
There was a guy taking a dump next to a tree.
Right on the main road. All right. Thank you, Amy. You're in the running. Hey, you don't see that every day.
You don't, no.
That's one of those memories that will stick in your mind and other places.
Yep. For some reason, you have meatloaf that night.
I like the teamwork of holding the hands up so he doesn't fall, but I just wonder how he wiped.
Well, why couldn't you? I don't think wiping was an important part of this equation.
Yeah, no.
It's almost, it's always an important part.
It's almost
not
like,
for this guy.
It's almost like when they do that, the couple skating in the Olympics.
Ah. Maybe they were former.
Right. Yeah, that's right. This
Olympian
is what happens.
Skaters.
Right.
You know what? Yeah, we've prepared all of our lives for this moment.
Yes,
we know exactly what to do.
Right.
After the skates come off, what do we do now?
Right.
Actually, wouldn't that be a great Olympic moment?
It would. Yeah, she's.
I'm going to just let one go.
Right.
Do the spin.
Right. And then all of a sudden,
it's going to be 3.5 hours so the next team can take the ice. But
the Zamboni comes out and smears it.
Where are they now? What utilizing their natural talents.
What the hell happened here?
Wow. That is. You don't forget that when you see something like that.
No, you do not.
All right. Odd thing you saw while driving. Paul in Milford.
Hey, guys.
Hey, yo. Good morning.
How you doing? So about 6 years ago, I was going to work in the morning, and I was driving over the Sikorsky Bridge, and there was a car, like, I don't know, about 1,000 feet ahead of me or so. And I'm looking at it from the back, and I'm like, what is wrong with this car? And I'm realizing when I pulled up close to him, he had the gas handle and the hose hanging out of the fill spout.
He drove off.
And he forgot.
He drove off and ripped it right out.
No idea.
Yep.
And I pulled up next to the guy looking at him, trying to signal to him, but he was this little old man just driving and didn't have a care in the world, didn't know what was going on.
He just filled up, that's why.
Ask
the attendant to the place.
Well, with the gas prices, you really should take a little extra.
Yeah, seriously. The hose is yours.
I've seen pictures of this. I've never seen it in real life.
Yeah. Oh, it snaps right off. Yeah. Yeah. Usually, in the old days, the old pumps that had the actual numbers that moved up and down mechanically.
Yeah.
The pump, because my grandpa, my uncle had a gas station. The pump would move with the hose. If you pulled out, the whole pump would bend forward.
They figured it out.
That
was stupid.
Break away. Yeah.
Shell off exit 40. I was actually pumping, and it came off from the top. Gas shooting out of the top of the hose.
Yep.
He still charged me the tank.
Oh, yeah.
I want a free tank for that one.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, Paul, you're in the running for Legends of Fear passes. Thank you. The odd thing you saw while driving. We don't have any musical instruments. We haven't gotten any sex calls
yet. No, yet.
Any makeup.
But the canoe is pretty cool.
And canoe is great.
And the poopers were cool.
The poopers?
Yep.
Excellent.
That's up there.
Loretta in Collinsville.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
I was driving up the Waterville Valley one time with three friends of mine, and we were all going skiing. There was a car in front of us, 6:30 in the morning. They had a rack on their car, four sets of skis. All of a sudden, the thing just lifts right off the car, and it becomes like a magic carpet sailing through the air.
Right.
And it's basically coming right at our windshield.
Right. Free skis.
So we're all freaked out. So right before it slammed into my windshield, it just fell to the ground, and I ran over all four pairs of their skis and just destroyed all of their skis. So we all pulled over, and we're running back and forth across Route 93, picking up pieces of skis and bindings. And, yeah, I just felt really bad, but at least we didn't die. So
right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have felt bad. Right. I would have felt very lucky.
You mean very expensive.
I would not have run out into the highway.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Wow.
Yep.
Nothing will wake you up like that, though, at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, no, your adrenaline slows everything down.
And it's a satisfying sound, too, running them over. Because I can't afford those skis.
Did you have
check your bindings?
We all skiers, too, and I'm like, oh, my God, I felt more bad about destroying their skis than anything.
Were you, did you have a plan? Were you just about to duck?
I swear to God, we were all in the car, like, holding our hands over our eyes, like, oh, my God, what is
this? Which is always a good defensive move.
Yeah.
I know. It was like, oh, my God, what do we do? It was nuts.
So I've been behind trucks, and I look at the load, and I think if that comes off right now, I have about a half a second to get down.
Yeah.
Below the dashboard level, you know?
So when you're ducking while driving, it's not a good situation.
Yeah, you got to hold that wheel straight, hit the brake.
Do you remember the old...
Get your head down.
Do you remember the old beds they used to have for trucks? There was an actual plastic liner before they did the Rhino line?
Yes.
They just put it in there?
Yes.
I'm on that, was it the Gold Star Bridge?
Right.
Heading out to, like, the casinos, and I'm behind a pickup truck. That freaking thing lifted up out of the bed, came out of the bed, and like one big solid unit went right over my car. I saw, come on, I just punched it, and I went underneath it.
I've seen that. I wasn't behind it, but I saw it in the other lane. Just watch that flying.
It just lifted. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Loretta. Bill in Bristol.
Always see people on their phone, but I saw this woman had her phone on the steering wheel and she's using it, and then next thing I see she's got her credit card in the other hand.
Wow.
She must have been something online.
Making a purchase. Right.
But that's not the craziest thing I was thinking. I also saw a 76-year-old man get hit on 84 not long ago.
I know he's 76. He yelled out, I'm 76!
He grabbed his wallet. He counted the rings.
You don't want to hit a 76-year-old man, do you?
That's to hit him a 76-year-old, not a 74-year-old.
Well, that's what the paper said the next day.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
I was just curious.
Oh, no.
That's good follow-up on your part.
Did he make it
the survivor?
No, he did not.
Oh, man.
Oh. He's just about to buy someone with a credit card, too, damn it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Weren't the same people.
All right, thanks, guys. Love you guys. Take care.
With the, you have more questions, but it's too... You know, sad.
Yeah, it just went south.
That would make more sense, though. Lady's making a purchase on a credit card and she hits a 76-year-old man. That would make more sense if you combine the two stories. John laughed.
I got where you were going.
John laughed.
You are on the spectrum.
A person died.
Thank you. Long time ago.
You got a 76-year-old man.
You got to lead with that if we're going to start making fun of the 76-year-old.
That's true.
They had a long life, I'm sure.
Yeah, you don't save that detail at the end.
I'm sure in heaven they
buried
left.
The lead.
I'm sure in heaven they left, too.
Well, it was two different stories. He wanted one be a chuckle and two was the closer. Like, you're not going to be able to joke on this one, so I'm going to put this one last.
Yeah, never lead with the joke and then go to that one.
Well, no.
Cheer us back up again.
That's exactly how you do it. Because if he said 76-year-old guy died getting hit by a car.
That other story doesn't matter anymore.
Let me tell you about the lady who was charging something while she was...
Exactly. Yeah, but you like, leave and laugh. It's like, oh, that's so sad.
You always leave with the joke and then go to the real. Have you seen Hollywood Squares?
Thank God you cheered me up at the end.
John Romanoff is hanging out. We're talking about the odd thing you saw while driving.
And technique, apparently.
Mike in Stratford.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I don't know you anymore.
This was 25 years ago, but I remember it so vividly because it is the strangest thing I haven't been able to figure out yet. I'm driving down Route 8 early in the morning, going to work, and I see headlights facing me. So I'm thinking, oh, geez, wrong way driver.
Right.
As I get closer, I realize, no, it is a car facing me upside down on its roof perfectly in the fast lane.
Oh, okay. So they rolled over?
I slowed down almost to a stop. There's laundry in the laundry basket that she had in the front seat flipped over, so it's now on the roof.
It's all dirty. Yeah.
But I just can't. There's no tire tracks. There's no ruts on the side. The car's just upside down, facing the wrong direction.
It was tumble dry.
Hold on. Before we start making jokes, is there a 76-year-old guy?
Did anybody die
in this story?
No, the driver was standing next to the car looking at it like, well, how'd that happen?
Okay, good. All right, so I'll go back to my tumble dry joke.
All AJ's concerned about is that she has to rewash the clothes.
Right. She's like, well, it says tumble dry, so I rolled the car over.
I haven't been able to figure it out to this day, how the person managed to do that, and it still makes my mind go, what?
That's almost a ta-da at the end.
Yeah, you're right. How did that happen?
How did you do this? Yeah. I want to answer that. First question. No. Number one, how'd you do this? Number two, is your laundry okay?
Is those delicates?
Yeah. Were you going to the laundromat or were you going home?
Right. There's now skin marks in these underwears. The one she's wearing.
And on the road.
There was skin marks everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. I want to figure that one out.
At least no one died.
I took the matchbox cars when I got home and looked and tried to figure out how a car
Your action reconstruction.
Engineering friends have looked at it. We've all tried to figure it out.
I'll take my beatnik bandit and I'll roll it over on purpose and I'll bring my mean cooter this way. Yeah.
I feel like this is about... I've been in an upside down car. I've had a tree fall into my bedroom.
Did you?
Yes, like everything you guys are talking about.
You're just telling that.
Actually happened to me.
It was almost like we said, call in your favorite John Romanoff story.
Yeah. Now that he said that, I'm going to go to the other microphone.
Thank you, Mike.
just in case something else happens.
Odd thing you saw while driving. Carlos in New Haven.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. I have the craziest story I can't make up. I was driving down.
Can you move your mouthpiece just a little bit?
Do you want to hear nice
we'll
and clearly?
Hear you better.
Want to hear the insanity?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's great. All right, thank you.
Let it rip.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. So as I'm driving down downtown New Haven, it was during the winter. There was a small accident that occurred near the intersection. And out of the blue, this marching band was coming from practice, and they decided to start playing at full blast right through the intersection where the accident just happened. I mean, it was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
They didn't have a horn to blow, so. They're letting you know, we're going through the intersection.
Let's cheer these people up.
Yeah, I mean, it's the accident song.
Hey, there's an accident over here.
I think if you're in that accident, you think you died.
Right. This is too bizarre.
This is heaven.
Okay, you guys are great.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Oh, my arm. Oh, my leg. Oh, wait, what is that?
Here they come.
It's a fight song.
You just score a touchdown in the football game? What
and there's got to be someone going, and they're walking past the accident, fucking them go. The most amazing. Kids have got up every day early to practice for this moment over here.
Can you put the bassoon down and drag me out of this car?
It's the Progressive Insurance Marching Band.
Why didn't they stop?
It's so progressive. They're here.
Wow, they showed up fast.
They're all dressed like Flo.
Read the room, Larry.
I don't think the tuba player can see that rear bumper in front of him.
Wow, that is amazing.
Wow, he's right. That is very bizarre.
I think if you're in that car, you're like, how hard did I hit my head? Does anyone else hear a marching band?
Usually your ears just ring.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.